Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss yesterday. Another one-run game here in Cleveland. And got a couple of big home runs, including the first big league home run from Yuli Gurriel, but just not enough at the end.
Yeah, no, it was a tough game for us. The middle innings were very difficult. We made a nice little push at the end against their better bullpen, which was good to see. But you know, like most, there's small margin for error here and close game that we lost, and come back today, try to win three out of four, which is something that we set out to do to the beginning of the series. Could have a really nice road trip with a win today.
And Gurriel hitting that home run, and not only was it his first big league home run, but hitting off one of the better relievers in baseball in Andrew Miller.
Yeah, it's nice to see. You know, he's slowly but surely getting more comfortable here, and there's so many adjustments that he's having to make that I don't think any of us really appreciate. I mean, just coming to this country, coming to this league, being away from baseball for you know, 6, 8, 10 months, and then jumping right into the big leagues. It's been a nice run from him. He's blended in very well. He's putting some nice swings on the ball. And last night, you know, has to be a memorable one for him, hitting a homer off of Miller.
You know, you look at Yandel Gustave through an inning and two-thirds scoreless yesterday, retiring five of the six batters that he faced. And his first outing wasn't very good, but all of his outings and his two stints that he's had up here since then have been really good.
Yeah, he's got a nice fastball, and it all plays off of that. When he's getting his fastball over for a strike, they've got to really deal with high-end velocity, and that makes his breaking ball better. That makes his location have a little bit room for error. And he's come in very well. We've leaned on these guys, you know, with some of the taxing of the bullpen that's happened with our starters not going five innings for the last, you know, 2 weeks or so. He's had to step up and make pitches. He's had to pitch a volume that these guys aren't accustomed to, and he's having success doing it. So should give him a lot of confidence. He'll inch his way back towards more important outings. And his effort last night was one of the reasons we were able to even make it a game.
You mentioned the starters not going deep. Doug Fister didn't make it out of the fifth inning, and we've seen him really struggle to go deep in the games of late. Hadn't been an issue for him earlier in the year. Are you seeing anything different from him?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of fatigue and a little bit of not executing pitches at the end of at-bats. He's a guy that seems to get nickeled and dimed a little bit. They'll foul balls off. They'll get some rolling ground balls hits. I mean, he's not getting a ton of luck right now, with maybe just a touch of lack of execution, you know, during at bats and to end at bats. So we needed him to step up. We have a debut today with Polino. That you know, who knows how long that will go. But the starting rotation coming out of games in the fourth and fifth inning is starting to wear on us.
Hey, you mentioned David Paulino making his big league debut today, and obviously a very exciting young prospect. What are you hoping to see from him today?
You know, I'd like him to just see him throw strikes and use his stuff. You know, I mean, obviously he doesn't need to try to do too much. Just his fastball curveball combo is going to be his strength. He's going to go with it. These guys, he's got some breaking ball vulnerable guys in the other lineup, but it all starts with throwing strike one. If he can get ahead of these guys, he can expand the zone. If not, they'll make him work.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Darryl Kyle was so popular with his Astros teammates, the media, and Astros fans that his death in 2002 prompted the creation of the Darryl Kyle Good Guy Award. The first winner, Jeff Bagwell, is more proud of that than anything else he accomplished in his marvelous career. On this day, September 8th, in 1993, Kyle was at the height of his popularity with everyone in the Astrodome but the Mets. DK pitched a no-hitter against him, and it only took him 2 hours and 11 minutes to do it. He was so efficient that he tied it all up with only 83 pitches. The last two Mets went down on strikes, his eighth and ninth punch-outs of the game. When I interviewed him afterward, he said that his fastball was good early, but it was his curve that pulled him through in the end.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. Just ahead of the fourth game of this four-game series and a long road trip for the Astros. And my guest today is Max Stassi, who got in the game last night, your call-up just this past week. Welcome back to the big leagues, Max. It's been a long year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. You know, thanks for having me on here. It's been a fun year, you know, down in AAA for majority of the season, and I'm very fortunate to be back up here and help the team out any way I can.
This is a great organization as far as talent goes, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's pretty incredible the depth of talent that we have here, you know, on the mound, and you know, the position players. You know, you guys are getting a glimpse of, you know, the Teoscars and you know, Bregman and AJ Reed. So it's it's an exciting future for this organization, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
For you personally, maybe a little bit of a letdown. Fill the folks in. I mean, coming into the season, felt like you were going to be the backup catcher. Didn't work out in spring training. Fill everybody in what happened in spring training and how it's been.
Yeah, I you know, came into spring training and had a bone bruise on my hamate bone, and then it eventually turned into a fracture. So I had surgery, and you know, it was a tough year for me, but I feel that I got better in many aspects. You know, when you have some failure, you learn a lot about yourself and a lot about the game and what not to do. So it was a positive year on that front, and trying to turn some negatives into positives and keep going forward.
Fresno Grizzlies, another good year, over 500 again. Tell me about David Paulino, because you saw him for a few starts down in AAA, and he's starting today, making his major league debut. Tell me about what you've seen in him and what to expect.
He's got a bright future. I think that he could be a frontline starter in the big leagues. He's low to mid 90s fastball, you know, big curveball, you know, one of the best that I've ever caught. A pretty good changeup too that nobody really talks about, and then his slider is a kind of a work in progress, but it's still a useful pitch, and you know, big frame on him. You know, he's 22, 23 years old, he's gonna do very well here in the near future.
We've seen James Hoyt quite a bit here in the last month.
Right-hander James Hoyt into the game for the Astros.
Stassi behind the plate right now, who caught him a lot in AAA, knows exactly what he was able to do in Fresno this year. Was absolutely remarkable.
Almost set the Fresno record for saves, almost the Pacific Coast League record as well. Hoyt was absolutely outstanding as the Grizzlies' closer, not just with the saves, had 29 of those, but also struck out 93 in 55 innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss, chased one off the plate away, and Napoli is down on strikes, inning over.
Got his first big league win earlier on in this series. Tell me about the year he had, because when you look at the numbers, they're incredible.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun to sit back and, you know, watch Hoyt do his thing there in the ninth. It was pretty much a lock, and it was incredible. I mean, I think he had 2 strikeouts per inning down there in AAA, and anytime we had a lead going into the ninth, it was always kind of a comfortable feeling on my front to know that, you know, we had Hoyt coming out there and going to shut the door. And he's the thing about him too is he's a better teammate than he is, wow, you know, player with those numbers. And I really enjoy having him part of the team.
Talking with Max Stassi. Max, what did you learn about yourself this year? You mentioned it a couple of times on what not to do. What do you want to improve on this offseason to make sure that your future remains bright?
I would say my offense, you know, become more of an offensive catcher. You know, I feel that I've really taken huge strides behind the plate, calling games, receiving, throwing. But I feel like the offense is really what's kind of holding me back a little bit. So I know that I can make some improvements there and become a more complete player.
The power's in there. I mean, it shows in batting practice. Does it equate when you get into the game, or what happens at that point?
Yeah, I would say it does. It's just being more consistent with an approach. Okay. I think it's more of the mental side that I need to focus on and stay locked in there.
That's Max Stassi. Welcome back, man. I hope it's a long, long career for you. So thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.